The Class B girls regional final set, it will be Waterville and Herman on Saturday afternoon. Waterville started the day with a 54-31 win over Presque Isle on Wednesday afternoon. And in the second game, Herman defeated Old Town 47-34. The two rivals will meet on Saturday afternoon. After these messages, you'll hear interviews from Waterville and Herman.
Congratulations on the win. I'm joined by Callie Thompson. Honestly, just another dominant performance by you guys. They did apply a lot of pressure there in the first quarter especially. A lot of scoring there in the first quarter. What was Coach talking to you guys about to try to keep you guys going in the right direction from the start?
Yeah, our main focus this game was to let the ball come inside and focus on the outside shooters because they have really good shooters, and once they get going, they get going. So our main focus was just let it in the high post and worry about getting out and closing out on the shooters. So that's what our main focus this game was.
You dominated on the boards.
I had you
down 14 rebounds. I don't know if that was doing it justice, but talk about your effort on that side of things and making sure that you're giving your team some second opportunities.
Yeah, I just gotta make sure we all crush the boards. That's our main focus. Just get the next possession so you have another chance at scoring the basket.
You're this much closer to being back to the regional final.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It's amazing.
Thoughts going forward?
This was a big game for us, so to get the win, it's really important and it's a big one for us.
Congratulations. Enjoy it with your team.
After these messages, you hear from Waterville player Jada Murray.
Since 1946, Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft has been a part of the community, helping generations of Maine families. Now that it's back to school, Rowell's Garage reminds you to slow down and always stop for school buses. Rowell's Garage is proud to provide school bus service for S8068. And when it's time for a new-to-you vehicle or maintaining your current ride, the team at Rowell's Garage gives you superior service, not just during the sale, but after the sale, too. You can trust their ASC-certified mechanics to get repairs done the first time, on time. If you've been searching for a pre-owned vehicle you can depend on, you'll discover a great selection at Rowell's Garage. Come see for yourself by browsing the lot without feeling the pressure of a big dealer. And don't forget their on-site, automatic, state-of-the-art drive-through car wash this fall. See them on Facebook for updates. You can also visit their easy-to-browse website to search for your next new-to-you vehicle. From cars, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, find yours at rowellsgarage.com.
Herring Brothers Meats is a family-owned and operated business located in Guilford, Maine. We operate a local retail meat market and a full-time USDA-inspected meat slaughterhouse, smokehouse, and processing plant. The company has been in business since the 1920s and is now run by the third and fourth generation. Herring Brothers has a wide variety of meat products available, from whole sides of beef and pork, roasting pigs, to individual steaks and boxes of wicked good beef jerky.
What was the key to you guys? What was the key tonight for you guys?
I think a lot of it was really taking what Coach has said to us all week, really being prepared and closing out on those key shooters.
The threes.
Yeah, that's really one of their strong points for their team, so I think it was really important to close out on them and be scorer aware.
The nice thing, too, you're up by 12, 14 at the half, and Sadie hadn't scored. That tells you something about your depth.
Yeah. We have a lot of kids that can come off the bench, and I don't think that's really common for a lot of teams in our class. So.
Callie only had 50 rebounds off the bench.
She's awesome, yeah.
So what was it like? I mean, you were under the point almost the whole game.
I'm sorry.
Were you tired?
Yeah, I was pretty tired, but one of the things about our team is that Coach never really gives up on us. He always has his conditioning every practice. He says, you know, you guys did well, but it's time to move on to the next game, and we're going to get you prepared.
And this is a big week for you because you were kind of a jip last year.
Yeah.
You came in hurt, right wrist?
Yeah, I had a broken hand.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what does this mean to you, being healthy now?
It feels really good. It's awesome because I worked so hard last year. I'd go to clinics and everything, and I felt like really frustrated because I couldn't show Coach what I could do, and now I can work with my team and really give them something, I guess.
Coach said he likes playing here because it's a longer court. You guys, he said it's advantageous. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're really quick, and a big part of our game is really pushing other teams in a way that other teams don't, I suppose. So I think we're prepared to run up and down the court more than other.
So you like it up here?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I like running.
Congratulations. I don't really have anything to add, but best of luck going forward.
Thank
you. After these messages, you hear from Waterville Coach Rob Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Elijah Ames from Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln. Are you experiencing pain from sports injuries that are keeping you on the sideline? If so, Ames Chiropractic can help you get back in your game. My dad, Dr. Rick, and I have been working as a team to help athletes get back to the activities they love faster and feeling better than ever. If you're experiencing pain while playing a sport you love, come see us at Ames Chiropractic, and we'll put you on a custom treatment program, which may include chiropractic care, massage, and the Arconia laser. Have you recently experienced a painful sports injury? Utilizing the healing power of the Arconia laser, we can help speed up your recovery time, getting you back on the field. How about a concussion? Yep, we can help your recovery there too. Don't let your pain or sports injury keep you down. Schedule an appointment with Ames Chiropractic today by calling 907-AMES or visiting ameschiro.net. Relief is in sight at Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln, helping you to naturally feel and be your very best.
Bangor? That's Travis from Waterville.
Oh, yeah.
The real Travis, not that artificial Travis Barrett.
All right, Coach.
What'd you like?
I like our kids' defensive intensity. You know, we didn't turn them over as much as we, I think we expected, but what I really liked was the kids had a game plan. And they really did a good job of executing that. They made us as a coaching staff look good, being able to be disciplined in their rotations. And if you notice, we were giving them quite a bit on the inside, you know, and not letting their great shooters beat us.
How much time to spend closing out on shooters? Because I don't think they got many open looks.
All 3 days we had practice. You know, we spend 5-10 minutes a day, you know, playing. We play 3-on-4. And we just got to run and scramble and try to force.
2-3?
Oh, yeah, we played 2-3, yeah.
Yeah.
And just run and scramble out of it.
You had a lot of different people step up tonight. How nice is that to have some versatility? And Garland took her a while to get going, but you guys were right in the mix of things the whole game.
Well, I think that's what makes us tough. We bring two kids off the bench that would start for a lot of teams, and Callie Thompson, Abigail Socher, and they can score just as well as anyone else. You know, Sadie got it going eventually. But again, you're right. We had other kids really step up and play big roles in the offensive end for us.
Thompson, I brought her basically 15 rebounds.
I believe it. I believe it.
She was everywhere.
I believe it. Yep. She's fantastic. You can't have a better kid. Not a better kid to coach.
Other than getting out on the shooters from, you know, what'd you learn from the first two games of these guys that you had to execute today?
Oh, we had to not give shooters good looks. And then we had to, you know, close possessions. They're coached really well. So we had to make sure, you know, we got a little sloppy there at one point where we weren't rebounding the ball. But for us, it was contesting the shot first and then trying to close the possession as best we can. They crashed pretty hard to the glass, and we did a good job of checking out and just closing the possessions down.
Tedeky was burying him. I see he played all but 8 seconds, and Paige got the same in foul trouble. Burry had the bulk of the point guard duty, and she played, you know, like I said, for probably 30, 31 minutes.
Yeah, we talked about that actually just in the locker room. And we're fortunate. We have two kids that can run the point. One goes down, and, you know, we got another one that comes in who's just as good, you know, so, which is why I think we're a tough out.
21 turnovers of your own. Sure.
After these messages, you'll hear from Meg Tracy of Herman.
Celebrating over 50 years of community pride. Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union.
There's a spirit in our people, some call a sense of pride. A building, growing feeling that comes from deep inside.
What's your checking account doing for you? Is it just a place to store your money? What if you could earn money with it? At Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union, they offer both high interest and rewards-based checking accounts that do just that. Stop in and open one. It takes no time at all, and before long, you'll not only see a little extra money, but you'll be part of the Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union family, where you'll enjoy the friendly, helpful service they've offered for over half a century. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at LincolnMaineFCU.com.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
If you are a coach, a booster, a PTA leader, Maine Athletic Fundraising is the choice to help you make money. Maine Athletic Fundraising works with both high school and youth programs of all ages to make you the most amount of money in the least amount of time. No risk, no minimums. Call them today, 207-468-1759, or check them out online, maineathleticfundraising.com.
Got Megan Tracy with me after a 47-34 Herman win here in the semifinal game. Now, you got off to a good start. What was kind of the keys to that?
Yeah, teamwork and really not forcing shots and moving the ball around was a big key. We worked on that a lot, and to just have spacing and not shoot very quickly.
And they made a nice little run there in the second half. What did you guys talk about during the timeout there?
Well, during halftime, we talked about how they're eventually going to go on a run because every team does, but to just, like, stay as a team and not get mad at each other and just to stay as one.
Now, what do you think about your matchup with Waterville, and what do you know about them?
I know that they like to press the whole game, and it's kind of like a zone thing, and I think if we play good defense and can just focus on their offense, we'll be able to be in good shape.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
For all your jewelry needs, go to TJ's Jewelry. We do all our work on site as well as same-day ring sizing by appointment. Give us a call at 207-368-3349 or stop in at 7 Mill Street in downtown Newport. Good luck to all our local teams.
After these messages, you'll hear from Herman coach Chris Cameron.
If you need a place to stay during tourney week, give Charles and a call at 207-992-2820 or visit their website at thecharlesinn.com, located in downtown Bangor at 20 Broad Street in West Market Square.
Got Megan Tracy with me after a 47-34 Herman win here in the semifinal game. Now, you got off to a good start. What was kind of the keys to that?
Yeah, teamwork and really not forcing shots and moving the ball around was a big key. We worked on that a lot, and to just have spacing and not shoot very quickly.
And they made a nice little run there in the second half. What did you guys talk about during the timeout there?
Well, during halftime, we talked about how they're eventually going to go on a run because every team does, but to just like stay as a team and not get mad at each other and just to stay as one.
Now, what do you think about your matchup with Waterville, and what do you know about them?
I know that they like to press the whole game, and it's kind of like a zone thing, and I think if we play good defense and can just focus on their offense, we'll be able to be in good shape.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.